Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet.
Operators, start earning points with Lamb Weston's all-new Potato Perks app. Simply download the app and start earning points immediately. And right now, as a bonus, get 500 points free just for registering, plus a product rebate up to $100. Redeem your points for goods for your business, like back-of-house smallwares, custom marketing materials, and more. Register today and get your free 500 points and a rebate up to $100. Visit go.lambweston.com/potato perks to download.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to The Robinson Show. On the program, we have Ernest Doc E. Silva. Doc E. is the host of the Into the Lab podcast and co-owner of the Blue Collar Media Group. On the program, we discuss Tom Brady retiring for a second time, also the Denver Broncos hiring head coach Sean Payton, and much more. Doc E. is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
You know, when you're staying at an Airbnb, chances are you've wondered, could my place be an Airbnb? And if it could, what could it earn? You might not realize it, but you could be sitting in an Airbnb right now. Like some people Airbnb their whole house when they're away visiting family or really on any sort of trip. Just think, you can make enough money to cover plane tickets or some of that trip. Find out how much your home could be earning at airbnb.com/host.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
If there's anything better than bacon, it's more bacon. Like Smithfield Premium Bacon, a line of flavor-filled bacon made by bacon lovers for bacon lovers. Smoked longer, sliced thicker, and expertly flavored to bring bacon excitement to any bacon fan. From center-cut and applewood smoked to sweetly satisfying maple flavor to double the thick, double the smoke. Add a few slices to your burger, on top of your pancakes, or just take the whole plate for yourself. Premium bacon from Smithfield. For the love of meat.
You know, when you're staying at an Airbnb, it might have crossed your mind. Could my place be an Airbnb? And if it could, what could it earn? You could be sitting on an Airbnb and not even know it. Like, maybe you have a spare bedroom where friends or family crash every once in a while, but when it's sitting empty, you could Airbnb it to help pay for some bills or, I don't know, something more fun. Either way, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, what's up? It's Alex Morgan. And for me, the start of the new year is all about committing to you from day one. Body Armor's got you, and here to help you commit to your fitness goals. Buy any Body Armor products at your local store, and Body Armor will give you 50% cash back to put towards your fitness journey.
Now through March 31st, commit to fit with Body Armor Sports Drink. Visit www.bacommittofit.com for full rules. And shop now at retailers nationwide.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
If there's anything better than bacon, it's more bacon. Like Smithfield Premium Bacon, a line of flavor-filled bacon made by bacon lovers for bacon lovers. Smoked longer, sliced thicker, and expertly flavored to bring bacon excitement to any bacon fan. From center cut and applewood smoked to sweetly satisfying maple flavor to double the thick, double the smoke. Add a few slices to your burger, on top of your pancakes, or just take the whole plate for yourself. Premium bacon from Smithfield. For the love of meat.
You know, when you're staying at an Airbnb, chances are you've wondered, could my place be an Airbnb? And if it could, what could it earn? You might not realize it, but you could be sitting in an Airbnb right now. Like some people Airbnb their whole house when they're away visiting family or really on any sort of trip. Just think, you can make enough money to cover plane tickets or some of that trip. Find out how much your home could be earning at airbnb.com/host.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We had him on the show last time, and guess what? We had to bring him back on. This brother is definitely one of a kind when it comes to sports analytics and also looking at sports from an analytical and a number standpoint. Let's welcome him back to the program. He is the co-host of the Into the Lab podcast, and also he is the owner of BCMG, the Blue Collar Media Group, Ernest Silva, a.k.a. Doc E. Hey, Doc E., welcome back to the program, and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Glad to be on, man. Appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. Thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Let's start off with Tom Brady. The first time he retired, let's just say he went on his 40-day excursion and he returned tired, and he says it's for real. Two-part question. Number one, do you think he's retired for good? And number two, what do you think were the determining factors in him going all the way with his decision this time?
Yeah, I think he's retired for good. I think you saw the end of Tom Brady. I think it was kind of seen in the playoffs. The Cowboys took care of business, and Tom Brady struggled mightily in the playoffs. And you saw kind of the demise of what was once like the peak GOAT of Tom Brady. Although you would say Tom Brady like looked phenomenal throwing over 4,000 yards, still doing his thing in clutch moments throughout the season. But with a losing record and losing one and out in the playoffs, it obviously looked like Tom has lost the battle against Father Time, and I wouldn't be surprised if this one stays for good.
If it is for good, what are some of the things that come to your mind when you think of TB12 and his legacy?
I think there were a lot of things that make Tom Brady the GOAT, and for me, he is the GOAT. The GOAT of quarterbacks, GOAT of any NFL player. He's just the GOAT of football. And for me, his stamp of going from sixth-round pick to starter over the great Drew Bledsoe to, a perennial Pro Bowler to superstar, and, you know, his way of keeping his body in shape, I think do wonders. But it also taught a lesson for all future quarterbacks that you can take a pay cut, you can be a team-friendly deal, and it helps you win championships. And I think we've seen, unless Mahomes proves us wrong, we've seen that unless the quarterback is not the most paid player on the team, you tend to win the Super Bowl. So Tom paved that way for us to keep that statistic. And so he changed the game in that regard, financially, statistically, and just generally controlling the field.
Yeah, that was one of the things I admire about Brady as well, Dot E, is that he was never salary-centric. As you said, made it about him being the highest-paid player on the team. He always made ways to bring big free agents in or even keep some of the core guys on his team when he was playing in New England and even during the short amount of time that he was in Tampa. So, again, congrats to Tom Brady. I mean, a legendary career, definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer. Sean Payton, after a year being away from the game, doing his thing in the world of broadcasting, he gets back into coaching. The New Orleans Saints make the deal, and they do the trade. They swap a couple of picks, and now Sean Payton is the head coach of the Denver Broncos. We saw what Sean did with the city, in the city of New Orleans, and what he did with the New Orleans Saints and the strong relationship that he had with Drew Brees. Do you see something similar to that with Russell Wilson going forward in Denver?
I do. I don't know if you know this, but when Sean got Drew Brees, Drew was 34, right? So, and he was coming from a team that kind of gave up on him and was ready to go to the next thing in the Chargers, and took Drew Brees and the city of New Orleans to a whole new level. And Russell Wilson is 32. So we're going to see like a little bit different story, right? Denver's taken the chance with Russ and paid him. But I think we're going to see a revitalization of Russell Wilson and the ability to orchestrate with the weapons they have around him in Denver, and we're going to see a whole different team. The only difference is that the AFC West is a very different animal than the then NFC South. So, you know, you have Justin Herbert, you have Patrick Mahomes, and, you know, who knows who's going to be in Las Vegas, right? I mean, that could be Aaron Rodgers for all we know. Sitting there in the AFC West. So it's going to be a very tumultuous year for Denver, but I think Sean Payton has 2 years to prove it. It's a two-year deal with that trade. So we're going to see how that looks, and I think it's a good fit.
I want to stay just with Payton arriving in Denver. That Wilson contract is so massive. I mean, the Broncos are financially tied to him for the next 5 years, so it leaves really, like you said, a little to no room for error. What's the status going forward? Because you mentioned about Sean Payton being a part of the two-year deal with him being in Denver. Do they have some space where they can maybe get signed draft picks, maybe like late in the draft, like maybe a fifth, sixth, seventh round picks? Because I know signing free agents are going to be tough with that Wilson contract.
Yeah, I think they're going to be really hoping to get good deals from people around the league, veterans around the league who want to keep playing, maybe a few corners and others to help around Surtain and bring in some leadership in that group. But no, there's not a ton of flexibility for the Denver Broncos. Right now they're looking at probably a $20 to $30 million leeway around that massive contract they have with Russ, and that does not leave a lot of room for error if you sign the wrong guys. So I expect them to be very, very quiet come free agency period time, and then looking to help those around them that did not get those lucrative contracts, some of those free agents that'll take those pay cuts to prove it, and bring them, you know, to Denver with that. I do think they have the pieces there in Denver. I just think that there was a lot of meat left on the bone for lack of a better term, because, you know, Russ did not have a great year. So
no, he didn't have a great year at all. But man, Sean Payton is a future Hall of Fame coach, and he's definitely a game changer. He was a game changer in New Orleans, and he has definitely the potential to come to be a game changer in the Mile High City in Denver. One more thing I wanted to ask you about Payton. If Brandon Staley was let go from the Los Angeles Chargers, do you think Coach Payton would have had a shot at possibly becoming the Chargers' next head coach?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he probably would have preferred that too. You go into that conference and you go with that dynamic of a quarterback. I think that's probably the best effective place. You can make a case maybe for Houston, considering that they have the number two pick in the draft. So maybe a Stroud playing there, and you got a chance to really dig deep with somebody who has a lot of talent, a quarterback you can manifest. But having an experienced Super Bowl caliber type of quarterback in Russell Wilson, I think was the best bet for Sean because he's had that experience before. But I think if you ask anybody, Russell Wilson or Justin Herbert, I think all day you're saying Justin Herbert in that regard, considering the upside, considering the age, the stats, that's, I think anybody in their right mind would lean there. But I mean, you know, interesting you bring that up. I'm just going to plug it in there. I think Kellen Moore is the next head coach in Los Angeles. Give it 2 years. I think he's there. So I think that's why he became the offensive coordinator. So hopefully we can listen back to this in 2 years and we can laugh about saying we called it.
Absolutely. I mean, Kellen Moore, I mean, he did a solid job in Dallas. I mean, the talent was there in Dallas with Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott and also with CeeDee Lamb. But, man, the talent is through the roof with the L.A. Chargers. And, of course, Justin Herbert definitely has the makings of a great career. And certainly just being in the AFC, not just the AFC West, but just the AFC alone, which is filled with great quarterbacks. So definitely was something that to keep our eyes and ears open to what's going on with Sean Payton in Denver. And as you mentioned, with Kellen Moore in the Los Angeles Chargers. And you heard it from him. He is Ernest Doc E. Silva. Of course, he is one of the co-hosts of the Into the Lab podcast and also owner of the Blue Collar Media Group. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody what's going on over at Into the Lab.
Yeah, absolutely. So Into the Lab is featured on Wednesday nights on every social platform. We release podcast episodes but pretty much bi-monthly and feature some great betting takes when it comes to the spreads and money lines that are out there for the NBA and the NFL. We're transitioning to the NBA after Super Bowl. We're excited about that. But we have a lot going on for NBA season and March Madness. So tune in Wednesdays at Into the Lab Pod is where you can find me.
Before I let you go, you know, the NFL International Series has become really big in quite some time. And we've seen the series have great success in London, and we've seen the great response that it had been in Munich. I want to ask you, with the games being in Mexico City, how have the fans in Mexico City, do they love NFL football the same way that they love soccer in that city?
They do. They actually love the Raiders a lot in Mexico City. That's a big team there.
Okay.
So in Mexico City, there's two teams that are loved, the Cowboys and the Raiders, and there's nobody else. But I will say that it will be very loud. It will be very bright. And so far, it's worked out really well. I think the talent, even in the referee position, has been great. I know they've flown in a couple of legends down there to kind of see things out. But the vibe has been great down in Mexico City. And for the little bits that I've gotten to get feedback from fans that go out there, so far it's been a great experience and safe.
You heard it from him. He is Ernest Doc E. Silva, of course, the co-host of the Into the Lab podcast and also owner of the Blue Collar Media Group. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Into the Lab and any websites. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, you can find me at Into the Lab Pod pretty much every day, commenting on things and retweeting some of my favorite people. You can catch my personal information on bluecollarmg.com, bluecollarmg.com, where you can catch all of our stream team members as well as all of our content creators. And I currently have some big live events coming. I'm about to finish my PhD and become Dr. Silva officially. So excited for that this year, as well as introducing my son to the world in May. So lots of personal stuff going on. You can catch our socials on the Sport Gene on Twitch or the Sport Gene on Instagram for my personal stuff. But again, always a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you again, sir. And you heard it from him. He's Ernest Doc E. Silva with Into the Lab podcast and also with the Blue Collar Media Group. Thank you so much again. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. I love this.
Awesome. Thanks again, man. We'll be back with more right after this.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
You know, when you're staying at an Airbnb, chances are you've wondered, could my place be an Airbnb? And if it could, what could it earn? You might not realize it, but you could be sitting in an Airbnb right now. Like some people Airbnb their whole house when they're away visiting family or really on any sort of trip. Just think, you can make enough money to cover plane tickets or some of that trip. Find out how much your home could be earning at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, gosh, you're so cute. How do you know him?
Oh, my God, I'm doing like I taught you. Love your new tattoo, Sarah. Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
You know, when you're staying at an Airbnb, it might have crossed your mind. Could my place be an Airbnb? And if it could, what could it earn? You could be sitting on an Airbnb and not even know it. Like, maybe you have a spare bedroom where friends or family crash every once in a while. But when it's sitting empty, you could Airbnb it to help pay for some bills or, I don't know, something more fun. Either way, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Ernest Doc E. Silva, host of the Into the Lab podcast and co-owner of the Blue Collar Media Group. Once again, a big special thank you to Doc E. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
You know, when you're staying at an Airbnb, it might have crossed your mind. Could my place be an Airbnb? And if it could, what could it earn? You could be sitting on an Airbnb and not even know it. Like, maybe you have a spare bedroom where friends or family crash every once in a while. But when it's sitting empty, you could Airbnb it to help pay for some bills or, I don't know, something more fun. Either way, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.